If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Reports are already out there that Ra is going to be expected to interview with teams about their head coaching vacancies. It should not surprise you. But as far as the Falcons now, Mike, they have requested interviews, as we've mentioned, pretty much since the start of the show, with the Seahawks OC, Clint Kubiak. I think this is a home run, if it was to happen. I do not know what Clint Kubiak's vision for him being a head coach and, you know, the kind of organization he wants to go to. Because, guys, it's a two-way street. Just because these guys get offered jobs, I mean, that's where they want to be. Mike, he's going to be offered a variety of jobs here. But to interview him, or at least request for an interview, is great. And remember, the number one seed in the first round and the first round bye, I'm talking about the process here, are permitted to interview during the wild card week. So time is limited. And a lot of these candidates, like a Clint Kubiak, will select, hey, I'm going to interview with two of these teams. Everybody else has got to wait. And it makes you wonder, all right, are they more interested in these other jobs? But they've got to be selective. And so that kind of gives you a hint as to maybe the jobs that they may be a little bit more serious about, depending.
Right. And a guy hit me up. I said, look at Kubiak's resume. Look where he's been. Look at the teams he's coached. You know, and think, as you said, I mean, the pedigree, his dad, they're all basically running his offense, as you said, with Shanahan, that connection. Yeah. Now, what we were supposed to be, guys said, well, isn't that what we're supposed to be running? Yes, that is what Zach was supposed to be running. But it was almost like you had two different coordinators, one guy calling the run plays, one guy calling the pass plays.
That's true.
Our third down rate was terrible, and part of the reason, like I said this to you last week, you know, if we had been able to just squeeze out one or two more wins, but that just shows you where this coaching staff was. You couldn't get it. You just couldn't. You couldn't figure it out. And to me, it goes back to the season starting with the camp and not having Penix Jr. playing those preseason games. Hey, let's not wait till week three to figure out maybe Zach Ravens should be on the sideline. You know, special teams never got addressed. You know, flipping the field. How do you think the Colts beat us in Berlin? They got a great kick return.
Yep.
You know, so all those things. So I do think that even though some guys are still on the text line saying Raheem should have gotten 3 years, I think you saw everything you needed to see in those two seasons, and it wasn't not going to improve. Those details were not going to get the detail-oriented nature was never there that I think you needed to be an elite coach in the NFL. Great coordinator, and he may go back to being a DC, and he's good at that.
Falcons have also requested an interview with Dolphins DC Anthony Weaver.
Okay.
Weaver was in this process a few years ago when Ra got the job, and comes from the Ravens organization, well-respected guy. These are just a couple of names. Here's what's interesting, though, Mike. A former Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, who was fired today as well,
right,
is expected to speak with the Falcons, Giants, and the Titans about their head coaching vacancies.
No disrespect to Stefanski, I know he's a good offensive mind, but why are so many people hot and bothered about getting him in here?
I think he maybe did more with less, and he's a two-time coach of the year with the Browns organization that's done nothing.
Right.
And I think he is respected because everybody around the league knows your owner screwed you. Let's be honest. The Deshaun Watson thing set you back, and then you guys were trying to find quarterbacks. even with the Baker Mayfield situation, Mike. I mean, so he was there while Andrew Berry, who's still there as the general manager, is going to be the guy running the process to find a new coach. A lot of people thought they both were going to get got.
Yeah, I've got a couple of buddies that are Browns fans, and they thought he should be gone. And that's one that the constant in that equation has been the GM. And they're pulling the chain of the quarterback, the owner always meddling with Haslam. So that's interesting. Todd Bowles, by the way, our buddy Rick Stroud in Tampa, says he's not yet met with the Glazer family about his future. Says he's earned the chance. He's won three straight division titles. That's true. Not this year. I mean, obviously, you know, you look at where this team, you know, I thought was a shoe-in to make the playoffs. And then they had that losing streak, and then they couldn't fix it.
I don't know if we've mentioned this or not. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it does. But Ra and Terry did meet with the team this morning. A lot of times, guys, when these things happen, and I'll tell you, Arthur Smith did not get a chance to meet with the team.
Right, good point.
Okay? They met with the team today. They didn't have to do that. But I also think they wanted to at least have an opportunity to speak with the guys that they had brought here. And Mike, you know, these guys that played well for them and, you know, played their hearts out. It didn't turn out the way you wanted it. But I think major respect for that, because it doesn't always happen that way.
No, and it's good. I heard Mark Raimondi reporting there was a lot of guys, you know, some hugging, some tears being shed.
Sure.
A lot of guys on the defensive side hoping that Ulbrich comes back. I mean, that's very rare. I know a lot of Falcon fans wanted Ryan Nielsen to stay, and then Coach Rod decided to go with Jimmy Lake. In hindsight, maybe Nielsen, but again, guys work with their friends. He's in Jacksonville, right?
He is.
But in the case of Ulbrich, I think there's some really good things. You cannot argue with the one thing that Fontenot did when he focused on defense. He really rebuilt this defense the last two seasons. We're the second-best team in the league in sacking the quarterback, which should equal a trip to the playoffs when you had the other things on the other side of the ball, but it didn't. I think with Ulbrich, and this is just me, I think he did a really good job amongst the guys on the staff, but there are too many moments, like Tyrod Taylor on that final drive with the Jets, turned him into Mike Vick, the way the Colts game ended, you know? You're pressuring a guy, you got the guy, you got Daniel Jones on the ropes, and now you only rush three. And, oh, now guess what? Now you'll... To me, there was an inconsistency with how he used these weapons. You know, Christian McCaffrey's the only healthy guy the 49ers had. The guy had 200 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about Bryce Young threw for 448 yards against us. The hesitancy or the stubbornness with, who is it, JT Bertrand when Divine Diablo was out. To me, that's all part of Ulbrich's resume. So it's not all wine and roses to me.
A couple of other news notes. Todd Bowles, who says he has not met with the Glazer family about his future, but says, I've earned the chance. I've won three straight division titles. So that says a lot as far as I'm concerned. So he's basically putting his chest out there saying, dare y'all to fire me. Look what I've been able to do. They did not win the division because obviously yesterday didn't play in their favor. We win, which meant Carolina got in. I think Carolina gets beat this weekend, but that's neither here nor there. We allowed the Carolina Panthers to win this division based on what happened this season. But Todd Bowles is another guy, Mike, that people are saying maybe he might not be back with Tampa.
Right. I know that Todd's certainly a guy that, I got to be honest, he exceeded all expectations. Bruce Arians retired, he took over. Meanwhile, a team that's not going to turn the page because they feel the injuries to Daniel Jones was just the deciding factor, that's the Colts, Shane Steichen.
Yep.
Jim Irsay's daughter really riding shotgun over every aspect of that operation, and they're going to keep him there. But that's a team that, some guys are saying if you want to pick from a personnel department, that's not a bad place to start. We talked about the Eagles. You know, I mentioned Ian Cunningham was with the Bears. And Carl brought up a great point. He's got a relationship with Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
He had worked with both Howie Roseman, which I think is, again, that's a feather in a guy's cap. He also worked with Ozzie Newsome with the Ravens. So that's just some names we're throwing out there. But a lot of Falcon fans are wondering, how does this pecking order start? Who is the lead dog? Because certainly you could argue it was always a gray area the last couple of coaches and general manager regimes here.
No doubt. There are six jobs that are currently open. And again, Falcons, Giants, Browns, Titans, Cardinals, Raiders, all looking for head coaches. We did mention Pete Carroll also got fired.
Strange hire in the first place.
Yeah. So that should not be a surprise. But remember, Pete Carroll also lobbied to bring in Geno, and Geno was terrible. So,
it was bad.
That was a bad situation.
So that's the other thing, just real quick, because guys were asking us earlier, and again, D-Led, hey, Mike and Carl, I don't know if somebody piddled on his Rice Krispies this morning, but D-Led was like a glass half empty. And he was making it sound like it's a horrible job. And I said, respectfully, I got to disagree with D. You got Bijan. You got Drake. You may or may not have Pitts. I mean, that's up to a new regime to decide if he's worth franchise tagging or keeping. Or you give a guy a Pitts big money and then he tunes out again. But anyway, we got weapons. The defense, we just said, you give credit to Terry Fontenot. We had, you know, the second most sacks in the league. We've got a bunch of fire breathers on that defense. This is not like this is scorched earth like you're inheriting like what Aaron Glenn got with the Jets. Yep. This team's got a lot more going for it. You do have to thread the needle with that quarterback. That's going to be the toughest situation. How do you, and if your defense is good enough and a good run game, can you get by with a journeyman and keep us viable for a playoff run?
Yeah.
In the short term.
It's really, you know, and I'm with you on this. I do not think the reason we are not in the playoffs is because of the players. We don't have a star-studded team. Look, we don't have the roster of the Eagles. Don't get me twisted. But, Mike, we have a really good roster that I think underachieved because of the coaching and the lack of execution. And that is why we're not there. This is not – the cupboard is not bare, man. I'm with you on this. I don't think you come here – anybody around the league that's looking at this team. Guys, there are flaws with every team. Every team. When you start talking about, hey, well, they're weak there or they're weak here. Yeah, the Broncos have a really good defense. Guess what? They don't score a lot of points. Okay, they're a playoff team. Like, there are things where you start to look at teams and you break them down. Yes, we have flaws, but this is not a talentless team, Mike, where you go, man, I got to go in there. That's a 4 or 5 year project.
Right. Look, I just assume Cousins is gone, that you're going to basically take that cap hit over 2 years and he's off the books, but we'll see. I mean, that's not a done deal just yet either. But Moonlight hits us up and he goes, hey, man, Kubiak, Stefanski, he mentioned Monk. I'm not as warm on Monken. McCarthy, a lot of guys asking about Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he's out there.
I'm not interested in Mike McCarthy.
He's out there.
Are you interested in Mike McCarthy?
No, lots of experience. I tweeted today and put him up, C. Dukes. The guys I absolutely love, and then I even threw John Gruden in there and said, talk to everybody.
You're crazy, man.
I know.
I like you, Dukes. You're a fireball. I like it. Me in Atlanta? Do I get to pick the groceries? No.
But you know what? We'd have a hell of a time at Flowery with him.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Imagine us with Gruden. Hey, coach, what do you think happened here on that play? It's pretty freaking wild what happened here. Give me that spider two wide banana. It would be fun for us. Would it be fun for the fans? Because one thing for certain, you could argue Rich McKay gave him that. He built that team up, yep. And then Gruden made some really screwy personnel decisions with Tampa Bay, and him and Mike Mayock put their heads together, and it was a disaster with the Raiders. So he gets no personnel say.
No,
anywhere he's going
to
be.
I'll say that, and well, he wouldn't anyway. Right. With the structure coming here, if that was to happen.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.